You're listening to RVA Loves Poetry, a podcast where RVA students and teachers talk about the poems that we love. After examining some of our favorite poems with both mind and heart, we hope you'll love them too. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to RVA Loves Poetry. I'm Abigail.
And I'm Lena. We're going to read you a poem that we both really loved,
called Time by Joe Masoko.
Time by Joe Masoko. Tick tock, tick tock. Life is counting down on your internal clock. Memories, which were as if they occurred yesterday, turn to flashes of moments that seem to fade away. People you once knew walk by without a clue. The times you once shared exist as if you were never there. Years fly, friends die, and you never know when you'll say your last goodbye. Oh, how I wish I could turn back time, spend it with loved ones, and cherish what once was mine. Or go back even more, being a kid at a candy store. How I miss the way I used to feel on Christmas Day when Santa was real. But back to reality, back to today. Family is scarce, and memory continues to fade away. Tick tock, tick tock. How I wish I could control this clock.
I feel like this poem is really relatable because, you know, as both of us being missionary kids, everything about this poem I feel like we can relate a lot to. Like, in one part of this poem when it says, people you once knew walk by without a clue, I feel like every time, at least when I went on furlough back to America, it would just, like, I would go see some friends, like, at church, or I would, like, see them in my old neighborhood, and I would recognize them, but they wouldn't recognize me, or they would just pretend like they don't know me. And I feel like this is not just for us, it's relatable to all these missionary kids too.
Yeah. I think also it says, you never know when you'll say your last goodbye, and that kind of relates. Like, we have these friends and we're like, oh, we'll come back next time and we'll still be friends. But then it's so hard, like, you're never friends with them. And even that line, like, saying your last goodbye, like, especially when we leave, like, you never know. Like, my great-grandma, she's really old, and last time we were on furlough, my whole family kind of thought, you know, this was our last goodbye, it's probably the last time we'll see her. And then exactly a year later, I got to go back, and I even got to spend my birthday with her, and that was really mm-hmm. cool. But then leaving again was like, oh wait, that's my last goodbye, or is it? Like, you yeah. never know.
Yeah, that's the same with my grandpa. Like, he has dementia, and every time we go back, we're always like, okay, Abby, you gotta, this is your last goodbye, so you better say it. And it's always hard, but I'm so happy, like, when I go back to America, like, I get to see him again. It's always so nice. There's a verse in the Bible that I think goes really well with this poem. It's Jeremiah 29:11-12, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call to me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." This poem, like, has a lot to do with not knowing what's happening next. And one thing that, being a Christian, God, like, has shown me, like, oh, he knows the plans for me. And I think this poem, they are talking a lot about what is to come, but God has a plan for our lives. And he had a plan for us before we even born, before that clock even started.
Yeah, I find that really cool. I hadn't really thought about it like that. But you did say, like, something about since you were born and our clock starting, and that really made me think of just how the poem was, like, started and ended. It starts with, like, tick-tock. And I thought that was cool because it's, like, tick-tock, it's, like, the moment you're born, like, your first breath, and it starts, like, the clock is ticking now. And then the end of the poem said TikTok again, and it's like, it's over. And you don't realize how fast it went. And it, like, makes you realize how fast time goes. Like, it goes so fast. And even sometimes, you feel like it's really slow. Like, even one of the, like, this poem, it's kind of set in, like, couplets. Like, the way it's written. And I thought it was really cool that, like, the way it had these couplets, and it was, like, each couplet was, like, an important moment. But then, in between there's these big gaps, and it kind of feels like real time, where there's these moments that are so important to you and that you remember so well, but the rest is just this time that goes on. And sometimes it even feels like time stops, like things take forever. And I thought that was really cool how, like, the poet made you feel that way without, like, having to even have those words in this poem.
Honestly, this poem brought back so many memories and so many emotions too.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, so relatable, and I think to close us off, you should read it one more time.
Time by Joe Masoko. Tick tock, tick tock. Life is counting down your internal clock. Memories which once were as if they occurred yesterday turned to flash of moments that seemed to fade away. People you once knew walk by without a clue. The times you once shared exist as if they were never there. Years fly, friends die, and you never know when you'll say your last goodbye. Oh, how I wish I could turn back time, spend it with loved ones, and cherish what was once mine. Or to go back even more, being a kid in a candy store. How I miss the way I used to feel on Christmas Day when Santa was real. But back to reality, back to today. Family is scarce and memories continue to fade away. Tick tock, tick tock. How I wish I could control the clock.